John, thanks for joining us in Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Okay.
Looking at, obviously, you spoke of many Old Firm players here today. Looking at the game on Sunday, what was your thoughts on
that? I thought it was a mismatch. I really did. I thought Rangers were inept. Celtic won at a canter. I don't think Rangers got anywhere near the level of performance that they're capable of, like they showed in the previous game where it was 3-2 and they led Celtic twice. And I just think you can look at Graham Murty and look at one or two decisions and look at tactics and listen, it's Celtic versus Rangers. You're playing for yourself, you're playing for your pride, you're playing for your family, you're playing for the fans, you're playing for that badge. And there was just no commitment, there was no desire, there was no characters, there was none of that willing to fight and win the game. It's Celtic v Rangers, it's one of the biggest games on the planet. I knew when this game was coming up, 6 weeks before I knew about it, and all I'm thinking about is beating your biggest rivals for 6 weeks leading up to the game. It was as if they didn't have a care in the world. Now, I don't know that whether that's down to Celtic just being ridiculously too good, too strong, but still, you know, they have a representation to carry out the Rangers players, and they just never did their duties. They never fulfilled their roles and their responsibilities. And I'd like to take a bit of pressure off Graham Murty, because it's easy to point at the manager. It's very easy to say, well, he got this wrong, he got that wrong. Listen, the players take to the field, and they should have performed a lot better than what they did, and they were very lucky it was four.
As well as that, you know, some ugly scenes with the Rangers players, you know, Andy Halliday shouting at fans, Candace storming up the pitch, storming up the tunnel, sorry, and then this morning, you know, maybe Kenny Miller's been suspended by the club and whatnot. Does that just show the unrest that is in that club at the moment?
Well, it's unacceptable. It's unacceptable. You know, I like Kenny. Kenny's been at my golf days and things. He's a very experienced player. I'm a bit reluctant. I don't know what's happened. I don't really know what was said. But what I will say is, if Graham Murty has gone to the board and said, I don't want that player here anymore, you know, he's a poison, I don't want him, you know, he can't speak to the manager like that, and they've sacked him, then I know who's in charge there, and that'll be Murty. So, you know, that's a statement for me in terms of, if they've backed the manager, then he might be around a bit longer than what people think. You know, he has been impressive at times, the way he's come across. I think he's handled himself well. He's just got a team that were inept at the weekend. He maybe need to bring somebody in alongside him, somebody that's got an affinity with the club, somebody who's an experienced coach, somebody like an Archie Knox. You know, I don't know whether Archie would ever do it now, but somebody of that ilk, you know, that can just control that dressing room at times, you know, when it gets a little bit out of hand, because they've just lost 4-0. I can't imagine what the Celtic dressing would have been like if we'd lost 4-0. We'd have been ripping each other's heads off, you know. But you have to do it in a certain way, you know. And I just feel that's what they need. But I think it's a statement of intent if they've sacked Kenny Miller, and backed the manager. So that tells you something.
You've played under many great managers, both Celtic and down south, and suffered many defeats, I'm sure, as well. But there's always a line with respect for the boss. You know,
of course there is. That's right. And listen, I had many rows with Martin. We were reminiscing over it last night over a couple of glasses of wine. And Dean Saunders and Alan Thompson, Big Rag, Douglas, Stan Petro, we were all sitting on the table. It's great to catch up, telling old stories. And what about that row, John, when you come at me and I thought, oh no, he's going to punch my head in here, and things like that. But there is a line, you know, there's always that. You don't cross the line, you're speaking to your manager. The manager's always right, in my opinion. And there is that respect. And I played under George Graham, disciplinarian, you know, Arsene Wenger, Harry Redknapp, you know. At the end of the day, to blame the manager all the time, I think, is completely wrong. There is a line that you don't cross, of course, and every footballer knows that. Every person generally knows that. But what I would say in defence, maybe, and I'm not sticking up for the lads who kicked off on the weekend, but you've just lost to your big rivals 4-0. You know, the feelings are emotionally high, and emotions are. And you can, nobody lost it, you know, more than I did, you know. So it's easy me sitting here in a beautiful golf club looking out the window, and I don't want to slam anybody for it, but they've just lost 4-0. and you would expect a reaction. You really would. But obviously, as you just alluded to there, there is a line that you don't cross. There's a certain way to do it. And obviously, if they've gone down the line of sacking one of their senior players, I know he's only got 6 months left on his contract, but he's got a bit of a history of sacking players as well. Look what they did to one of their greats, Barry Ferguson. They sacked Barry. When they feel that there's the right time to do that. So for me, there is that line that you don't cross, and obviously Kenny's crossed it, which is unfortunate because I like Kenny.
Looking at on the field matters, there's always a talk of the gap between the Old Firm, and when you and like Stillian were playing it was a close gap. It was.
They were a competitive team. Yeah.
When you look at it now, is that gap getting closer to what it was, or no. Is the gap as big as it's ever been? Is this biggest the gap's ever been?
Well, it looked, didn't it? It looked at Ibrox that they had a go, and you've got to have a go. I think a lot of these games are won by your character. They're won by your character. You've got to have a character to play for Celtic or Rangers. What you have to put up with in your daily life, dropping the kids off at school, putting petrol in your car, walking into town for your lunch. You're either getting abused or shouted at, or you're being hailed. So you need a big character. You've got to have rhino skin at times. Rangers just didn't show any character. They never got close to anybody. They didn't show any fight. There was no desire. They was almost in awe. They were looking back. Celtic were boom, boom. It was like a testimonial game. This is Celtic v Rangers. And the way that they won a couple of years ago on penalties under Dyler, the Rangers players come out, and from the first minute, they pressed high. They worked their socks off. They were in Celtic's faces. And they got the draw, ultimately, and then they won on penalties. That was the way that they won that day. But on Saturday, they never laid a glove on Celtic.
You look at the financial disparity as well. Major investment is needed, but just how big of investment? Because you're talking of tens of millions of pounds.
You're talking about better quality of player. You're talking about Celtic have just picked up in excess of £50 million, 2 Champions League campaigns. They've got massive assets at the club that they could make more money. They can fill houses every week. The merchandise, everything around the club. They're getting. Packed stadiums. So Celtic are riding a crest of a wave. They've got a wonderful manager, and the 10 in a row, if Brendan wants to achieve that, listen, it doesn't take a genius to say to you that Rangers have an almighty task to stop that, the way Celtic are going right now.
Just looking at the double treble and Brendan and everything that comes with it, how big of an achievement would this double treble be? And looking forward to that 10 in a row, can they be stopped if Brendan is there with that?
They can't be stopped. If they keep up this ascendancy and momentum, Celtic will only add. They'll only add to the quality that they've got, with a manager as wise and as talented as Brendan is. They can't be stopped. And that's not putting any pressure on the players in the dressing room. They know that themselves. Every fan knows that. Even Rangers fans know that. But of course, from a Rangers point of view, you keep going, you keep trying, you try and get the right person in charge. As I said, I think he needs a bit of help if they are going to keep Graham Murchie on. But in terms of the achievements of Celtic, they've lost one or two this season, drawn one or two, but that was always going to happen. The great Celtic team that I played in, we had Sutton and Larson playing up front for us. We lost games, that was always going to happen. The expectations go through the roof on the back of the Invincibles. But you've still got to go and beat teams. You've still got to pick up points. You've still got to go to the difficult places like Aberdeen 3-4 times a season, like Hamilton. You've still got to get over the line, if you like. And they've managed to do that now. That's 10 wins on the bounce against Rangers. That's 5 consecutive cups. And then the magical treble. Obviously, they're going to wrap the league up. And obviously, we respect Motherwell, of course. They come to the second final of the season. I think Robinson's doing a great job there. They've got a good little team. They'll fight and they'll scrap for every ball, Motherwell. So I think Celtic, being the professionals that they are, they will have to respect Motherwell. But again, they go into that game massive favourites.
Just very quickly, in respect to the double treble, you played in European finals with Celtic, but how big would that achievement be?
Oh, massive double treble, yeah. I think then Brendan will want to take the club further in Europe. You know, I think he'll want to maybe add one or two. They won't go and spend £15 million on a player. That's not the way Celtic operate these days. But he will look to emulate Martin and Gordon and Neil in terms of that, you know, getting through the Champions League. And just have a better record and go into games knowing full well he's got the right players and he's a bit stronger than recent years, just to take them that little bit further in Europe. I think Brendan will look for different targets in terms of he's done the double treble. He will look now, Europe is the next one for him to go and take Celtic further in the competition.